Segunda tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Margot became very strange in the spring. She changed and washed her clothes several times a day. She also hid for hours in the bathroom, making herself look beautiful so that everyone got angry and knocked on the door and asked her to hurry up. Then she went down to the sea and swam. It was on one of these visits to the beach that she made friends with a young man who was visiting Corfu on holiday. Spiro came to tell Mother all about it.
"What's the matter?"
asked Mother, seeing his worried face.
"It's Miss Margot," said Spiro. "Did you know she's meeting a man?"
"Yes, I did,"
Mother lied.
"But she goes swimming with him. It's not safe," said Spiro.
"I'll speak to Margot about it,"
said Mother. And she told Margot to ask the young man for tea. When he came, he was tall and handsome, with dark wavy hair. He kissed Mother's hand when he arrived and smiled coolly at the rest of us. Mother gave him cakes and tea and tried to make conversation. The rest of us were silent. At last, the handsome young man turned to Larry.
"I believe that you're right,"
he said, without much interest.
"Yes,"
answered Larry.
"I do. I have always felt I could write beautifully if I tried,"
said the young man.
"Really?"
said Mother.
"He swims well,"
said Margot.
"And he goes out terribly far."
"I have no fear,"
said the young man fearlessly.
"I am an extraordinary swimmer, so I have no fear. When I ride a horse, I ride it beautifully because I have no fear. And I can sail a boat wonderfully in a storm without fear. I am not a fearful man,"
he added. He drank his tea and looked at our surprised faces with a pleased smile on his face. The next day, the young man sent a note to Margot asking her to go to the cinema with him. So that evening, Mother and Margot put on their best clothes and went off to the cinema. The film finished at 10 o'clock, but they didn't get back home until 1 in the morning.
"Oh, it was terrible,"
said Mother, taking her shoes off.
"Awful,"
agreed Margot.
"What happened?"
asked Leslie.
"Well, to begin with, he had lots of perfume on,"
said Margot.
"I didn't like that.
And we had the cheapest seats at the cinema. They were too close to the front, and I got a headache,"
said Mother.
"And then, on top of everything, a flea jumped down my dress, and I couldn't get it out, and it bit me everywhere. Later, he bought us sweets, and I began to feel terribly thirsty, and after that, He bought us flowers.
But the worst part was coming home,
said Margot.
Yes,
agreed Mother.
It was a terrible journey. I thought we would come straight home by car, but he got a cab pulled by a horse, and we had to drive round the town for hours while he sang love songs and smiled stupidly at Margot. And even when we got to the bottom of the hill, he walked up with us carrying a big stick, because he said the forest was full of snakes at this time of year. I was so glad when he went. I'm afraid that you must choose your boyfriends more carefully in future, Margot. I don't want to have another night like that again, dear.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Margot became very strange in the spring. She changed and washed her clothes several times a day. She also hid for hours in the bathroom, making herself look beautiful so that everyone got angry and knocked on the door and asked her to hurry up. Then she went down to the sea and swam. It was on one of these visits to the beach that she made friends with a young man who was visiting Corfu on holiday. Spiro came to tell Mother all about it.
What's the matter?
Asked Mother, seeing his worried face.
It's Miss Margot, said Spiro. Did you know she's meeting a man?
Yes, I did,
Mother lied.
But she goes swimming with him. It's not safe, said Spiro.
I'll speak to Margot about it,
said Mother. And she told Margot to ask the young man for tea. When he came, he was tall and handsome, with dark wavy hair. He kissed Mother's hand when he arrived and smiled coolly at the rest of us. Mother gave him cakes and tea and tried to make conversation. The rest of us were silent. At last, the handsome young man turned to Larry.
I believe that you're right,
he said, without much interest.
Yes,
answered Larry.
I do. I have always felt I could write beautifully if I tried,
said the young man.
Really?
Said Mother.
He swims well,
said Margot.
And he goes out terribly far.
I have no fear,
said the young man fearlessly.
I am an extraordinary swimmer, so I have no fear. When I ride a horse, I ride it beautifully because I have no fear. And I can sail a boat wonderfully in a storm without fear. I am not a fearful man,
he added. He drank his tea and looked at our surprised faces with a pleased smile on his face. The next day, the young man sent a note to Margot asking her to go to the cinema with him. So that evening, Mother and Margot put on their best clothes and went off to the cinema. The film finished at 10 o'clock, but they didn't get back home until 1 in the morning.
Oh, it was terrible,
said Mother, taking her shoes off.
Awful,
agreed Margot.
What happened?
Asked Leslie.
Well, to begin with, he had lots of perfume on,
said Margot.
I didn't like that.
And we had the cheapest seats at the cinema. They were too close to the front, and I got a headache,
said Mother.
And then, on top of everything, a flea jumped down my dress, and I couldn't get it out, and it bit me everywhere. Later, he bought us sweets, and I began to feel terribly thirsty. And after that, he bought us flowers.
But the worst part was coming home,
said Margot.
Yes,
agreed Mother.
It was a terrible journey. I thought we would come straight home by car, but he got a cab pulled by a horse, and we had to drive round the town for hours while he sang love songs and smiled stupidly at Margot. And even when we got to the bottom of the hill, he walked up with us carrying a big stick, because he said the forest was full of snakes at this time of year. I was so glad when he went. I'm afraid that you must choose your boyfriends more carefully in future, Margot. I don't want to have another night like that again, dear.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.